Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt es mal Katten, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Ches. Sagt der Mishnah, ha-hedyet, teufer kedarkai. Hedyet is a person who isn't an expert. In this case, we're talking about someone who isn't an expert tailor. Doesn't really know how to sew all that good. Well, there's a time that not knowing too much is a mila, like in Chalamayit. Because teufer kedarkai, he can sew in the normal way, a Chalamayit, if he needs it for Yamtiv. Maisa hedyet, if it's not a skilled thing, it's mutter if it's litzar chamayit. Be a umen, but if someone is a craftsman, he's a skilled tailor. Machliv. The shayish of the word machliv is actually kelev, which is a dog. He has to sew with a shinui. It can't be normal stitches. It has to be similar to a dog's teeth. A dog's teeth? What does that mean? Well, a dog's teeth aren't aligned one next to each other, like human teeth are, or human teeth after you fix them with braces are. There has to be more of a space between one stitch and the other. Dog's teeth aren't even. They aren't aligned. Some say that what it means is that the stitches shouldn't be even stitches. One should be a little wider, one should be a little shorter. Now, basically, someone who isn't an expert tailor, even if he tries to make it straight, it's going to come out this way. That's why the head, you can just do it the regular way. But the umen has to be careful not to apply his skill. The Gemara explains, how do you know if someone is an umen? He knows how to insert the needle into the baggage many times, one after the other, and then he gives one pull, and it all straightens out. Now, if I would do that, I would give one pull, and it would all crumple up, because I'm not an umen. Another simen of an umen is even stitches. He can do even stitches along the line at the corner of the baggage by the hem. It's not wider in one place, shorter in the other place. So if he can do any of these two things, the even stitches, or insert the needle many times, then he knows how to pull it and it comes out straight, he's an umen. Zakta Mishnah Vaiter. In the times of the Mishnah, this is how they would make a bed. They would put up four poles, four wooden poles. That would be the four legs of the bed. Then they would build a frame. There would be four, like, beams that would go from one pole to the other on all four sides. And afterwards, they would tie strings from one part of the frame to the other, both in the length and in the width. So it was a kind of a weaving, but you would leave space between one string and the other. So this type of weaving is called seriga. And on top of these strings that were semi-woven together, they would put their blankets and pillows, and that's how they would sleep. So now that we understand it, let's see the Mishnah Vayter. Umisargin es amitas. It's mutter to pull these strings to the length and then to the width in order to sleep on this bed on Yom Tov. Rabbi Yossi says, mimatchin. To mamish pull the strings to the length and to the width, that's too much. That's too much of a malach on Yom Tov. Let's say it was already set up from before Yom Tov. You could try to imagine this if you've ever seen the frame of a bed of a high riser. So you have like these metal things that look like a wicker basket, except there's much more space in between one and the other. Some go from side to side, some go in the length. So let's say you had it more or less set up from before Yom Tov, but it got loose, so you can pull it, make it tight. That's mematchen. But you can't start the process. If all you have is the frame, you can't start connecting these strings in the width and in the length. Now actually in the Gemara we have two pirushim in the Shita of Rabbi Yossi. What I told you now is what the Batanura says, and that's the second pshat in the Gemara. There's another pshat in the Gemara where Rabbi Yossi says you can pull it to the length of the bed, from the headboard to the foot part of the bed, but not to the width. Rabbi Yossi holds that seriga is considered a maisa umen, which is asur on Yom Tov. The Chachamim say it's a davar ave, and a davar ave is mutter, even if it is a maisa umen. Okay, so in our Mishnah we learned that if you don't know how to sew, you can sew regular. But if you're an umen, and the simen of an umen, the simen of a skilled tailor is, either you can insert the needle a few times, then you know how to pull it in such a way that all the stitches fall into place instead of crumpling up, or you know how to make nice, even stitches in a straight line. If you're an umen, so machlev, you can't sew in a regular way. Machlev, we said, is like shinei hakelev, which means it's not aligned, it can't be even. Vayti, we learned that Tanakama says that you can pull the strings and put them into place to the length and the width of the bed, that's called misargin. And Rabbi Yossi says, you can tighten it if it got loose, and according to one sheet, you can pull it to the length, but the mamish connected both to the length and to the width, That you can't do, according to Rabbi Yossi. It's considered a Maisa Uma, which is Aser. And as explained, the Chachamim say, well, it's a Dabara Aved, and therefore it's Mutter, even if it is a Maisa Uman, and the Halacha is like the Chachamim.